Hi, I'm Ryan.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Matt.
We are
Neostem. And you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Ow. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And welcome back to another artist story today. Today, we are going to be talking with the band Neostem. They are based out of the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area right here in my backyard. So it's going to be a lot of fun checking them out. But first, let's do a little business. You are listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. And you can find out more information about that at LudiniRockandRollCircus.com. Please share the podcasts. And please check out our little merchandise area there. If you'd like to get in on some exclusive music, exclusive videos, and be able to join me live on Facebook and for different videos and things like that, you want to go to LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. That is LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. And that will get you exclusive access to all kind of cool stuff. There's too much for me to talk about. I don't want to turn it into a big advertisement, but check that link out, LouLombardiMusic.com/innercircle. As I was mentioning here at the beginning, we have the band Neostem on with us today. They're formed in early 2013 in a very cold garage. That shouldn't surprise anybody from Western Pennsylvania. Three musicians from different musical backgrounds came together to make the sound that is only described as Neostem. Music is fused with punk, grunge, alternative, and a tad of metal, wrapped in a tightly knit shell. The latest EP is that Lipid, guys? Is that what it is?
That's it.
That is okay. Yep. And recorded at Razorblade Recordings. Oh, Johnny and the Razorblades. I know those. I know that band.
Yeah. Johnny's a good dude.
Yeah, those are good guys. So, all right. So let's. We have Neostem on the line with us today. Let's go around the room and each one of you guys introduce yourself and say what part you play in Neostem.
All right. I'm Matt. I'm the bass player and backing vocalist.
I'm Rob. I play drums.
Ryan, I'm a public speaker, guitar player.
Public speaker, huh? All right, so we got the whole band in here on the line today. So let's talk a little bit about the forming of Neostem. So you guys, obviously, this is not your first band, I'm sure, for you guys. So how did the three of you actually come together, other than the very cold garage?
Well, me and Ryan grew up across the street from each other on 17th Avenue in Homestead. We always were playing music together in our teens. Neostem is like probably our most successful collaboration we've had. We've been in bands off and on since, what do you say, Ryan, like 95, 96?
Yeah.
At least, yeah. And we picked Rob up last year, in June of last year, after our original drummer left us to job reasons. And we just kept going from there.
And so when you guys first started playing, like when you were in other bands, like what kind of stuff sort of like did you cut your teeth on?
I played in a cover band with a bunch of recovering alcoholics because I lived two doors down from the guitar player. it was just all sorts of different music stuff ideas for me. I've done stuff with metal bands, punk bands, a cover band, that did hard rock and all that. A lot of different influences.
Yeah, myself, I used to listen to Nirvana albums like crazy, and then Green Day Dookie came out and shit, and then I just wanted to, you know, play guitar, and, you know, I just learned how to play, listen, you know, stuff like that, and just always been really into songwriting, but also love, like, the 60s. I'm really into 60s music, 50s.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just, you know, just take that, like, the melodies of that with the riffs of the 90s, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You guys definitely have a sort of grunge influence. It's very, you know, prominent in your sound. Let's talk to the drummer. Let's give the drummer a little bit of love. So tell us a little bit about your background. You're the new guy, so to speak.
Right. My background, I've been in alternative, indie, industrial metal bands, and so my influences range from hair metal to newer bands that are out. So I like it all. Grunge is what I grew up on as well. So I'm real comfortable playing the punk, grunge, alternative rock that we incorporate into our music.
So who's the principal songwriter, or do you guys write as a band?
Me, Ryan. Well, you know, it's what I try to do is I try to, you know, I get a riff up or a melody, and then I bring it into practice, and we're like, you know, I'll throw out an idea there, and let the guys build. You know what I mean? It's like laying the foundation for a house, and then, you know, I let them put up the walls, and we put on the roof together.
Excellent. So what was it? So what is the sort of aesthetic, because I'm gonna imagine, you know, guys growing up in Homestead, that like some of what you saw growing up and experience and everything kind of finds its way into the lyrics and the sort of attitude. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Well, you know, growing up down there on 17th Avenue, we were kids. They used to have a helicopter in the air. They had called it the Weed and Seed program. Used to spotlight people, and then, you know, cops would just rush you. That's just how things were in the early 90s. But, you know, growing up with, you know, seeing that, coming, you know, living down there by the Mon River, there's still soot on the side of people's houses from the steel mill that's been ripped down shit over 30 years ago.
Yeah.
They're trying to, you know, revamp it with this waterfront. That's nice and all, but, you know.
Hopefully we get a decent music scene coming in Homestead.
So yeah.
Closer to go to for shows.
Lots of, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think that, you know, because I'm familiar with that area, of course, and I don't think that you guys ever lose that vibe down there. Yes, they kind of prettied it up with that mall complex they put out there, but, you know, that's sort of like, you know, working class kind of ethic and vibe, you know, is still pervasive, you know, throughout that thing. So, wait a minute. So, tell us about it. Back up for a minute. Tell me, what's this business with the helicopters? Were they looking for people doing drugs, or what was that?
Oh, yeah, man. Back in Homestead, man, it was like the late 80s, early 90s. It was not a fun place, man. There was a lot of drugs going through Homestead. I mean, hell, Barrett Elementary had that DARE program for every grade, pretty much, where the Homestead police came down and just told us all, you know, stay away from drugs, hold up, you know. Actually, me and Ryan, growing up on 17th Avenue, we have, 2 or 3 cops that lived on 17th Avenue, you know, including Chief of Homestead lived on our street at one time. So, you know, it wasn't as bad on 17th Avenue as it was when you started going down 16th, 15th, all the way down to 8th Avenue.
Yep.
Were you guys, I mean, was it just what you did, or were you, like, sort of conscious that, like, man, there's some, like, serious crap that could happen to me?
Well, I mean, it's serious, you know what I mean? It was to a degree, but it didn't really affect us directly as children, because we were children growing up. Yeah. That was all pretty much teenage adult shit going on there. Yeah. But, you know, we still had to see it. So, you know, first impressions for anything will leave a lasting imprint on someone's DNA.
When did you get your first guitar, and what did you do with it when you got it?
Well, not to be cryptic or anything, my dad had passed away 10 days before my 13th birthday, and I started listening to Nirvana at the time, and I was like, you know, I need to fucking do something. So I'm not miserable and sad all the time. So I was helping this lady at the time move. She happened to have this Synsonic Terminator guitar. It had a built-in speaker on the guitar. You put a 9-volt battery in the back, hit a switch, and it just, you could walk around with it. Anyways, it was garbage, but it was a starter guitar.
Yeah.
Bought it, and I never had anyone show me how to play. I learned how to play a fucking power chord off of a Hip Hooray magazine, seeing Kurt Cobain fretting it.
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck is he doing? And then I went home and I did it, and I was like, holy shit. And then boom, thing just opened up. And then after I got a distortion pedal, that was it.
What about you, Matt?
Oh, man, I grew up within music. My mom was a huge Bruce Springsteen fan. So growing up in my household, I mean, when I was 6 years old, my mom bought me a Bon Jovi record, Slippery When Wet. When I turned 13, I got my first Pink Floyd album. But they got me a guitar when I was like 6.
Okay.
So I've been playing off and on. And then I came across a guy named George Sable, who's played in a band called Fatality, and offered to give me lessons. So I took lessons off him for quite some time.
Cool. And Rob, what about you, buddy? How did the drums come into your life?
Well, I'm a little older than these guys, but first time I saw Motley Crue's Looks to Kill video, saw Tommy Lee, and I was like, yeah, I want to do what he's doing. So my mom and dad took me to a music store, got me a drum pad, the drumsticks, then graduated to a snare drum, and then about a year later, I got a full drum kit, and ever since I've been 13, I've been pounding on the skins, and it's the only instrument that I wanted to play and that I knew I'd enjoy playing. So I've had multiple drum sets, but I went from the double bass kit, big all cymbals everywhere, down to a four piece of what I play now.
Yeah, definitely for your music, guys, probably not too much double bass drum going on. I gotta hand it to you, Rob, because like I could not handle the practice pad at all. I was like, I'm not doing this. Screw this. And my dad went out and got me. He like bartered a drum set for me because my dad was a musician. And so he understood, you know, like he was looking, he could tell like at this, I was just like this pad thing. So you stuck with the pad for a lot longer than I did, my man. So you must be really into it.
I took lessons for a while and then I kind of got bored with that and just started playing on my own and listened to other drummers, seeing what they did, how they approached the song, and just I try to be as creative as possible with my playing.
Cool. We're going to go ahead and crank up your track right now, and then I'm going to come back and talk about the sort of the EP that you have out now and what you guys have coming up and stuff like that. So let's rock out to this, guys. Driftwood on Dry Land. Neostem on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Bye.
Okay, that is a very cool track. The bass guitar is really prominent in it. I like that. What's a cool bass sound, Matt? What is that? Is some chorus or something on that? What is that?
Yeah, I got a Harkey chorus pedal I use on that song.
Yeah, very cool. Very, very sort of reminiscent of the Nirvana kind of bass sound, you know, from way back when. But so that's you guys cut
all my other ones are guitars.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Perfect.
So you guys cut this with Johnny and Johnny Razorblade at Razorblade Studios. You have an EP out, and so why don't you guys tell us a little bit about the recording process, how you ended up working with Johnny, and how that all worked out.
Well, I ran into somebody who sat there and seen it was on Facebook, and they're like, someone like Johnny and Razorblade's recordings, what we were looking to record, and I'm, you know, so I seen that, and I seen he was located in West Mifflin, out by Century 3 Mall.
Yeah.
So that's not that far from us, so I called him up. Well, actually messaged them, you know, we bullshitted for about a year till we accumulated the money to go in there, to do what it is that we wanted to do. And we went in there with the intentions of giving it a live sound, but with a little bit of studio twist, like maybe an extra guitar or, you know what I mean? Something like that. Cause like, I always, you know, believe that like, if you can't do it live, then why are you going to do it in a studio? Cause if you can't produce, if you can't produce that live, then why do it?
Right.
You know what I mean? That's just my personal ethos. But anyways, went in there, banged everything out real quick. The music, Rob's drums he did in one take. That was scratch track take. Matt probably went over, two songs?
Two songs, yeah. We did a lot of it in one take. Yeah.
I did all my guitar parts. I did the lead first and the rhythm second, all in one take. And I went back the next day and did all the vocals.
Oh, so it was a quick.
Yeah.
Wow, that's fast.
Yeah, we knew what songs we wanted to do, and we went in there with, you know, like most bands, when they go in the studio, they change their mind of a song, what they want to do. We went in exactly knowing where we wanted to be, what we wanted to do.
Yeah, we rehearsed our asses off, too. I mean, we did. It was, we went in there with the intentions of five, and he was like, fuck it, you want to do six? So we were like, yeah, fuck it. So we did six.
Which is why The Brink is the hidden track on the album.
Yeah.
Hidden track. Yeah, because I'm counting five. That's a sort of like, you know, kind of fast and dirty way to do it. You know, make sure you just rehearse your ass off and then go in there and you don't have to do a lot of screwing around. So that's impressive that you guys whipped that out in just a couple of days. It sounds very good, and it does retain that raw kind of live vibe.
Yeah, and that's the punk aspect, the neo-stem. It's like that's the punk ethos of it that's built on that foundation, you know, like just... Just like, you know, just like fucking get go, get in, get out, get going.
the next one's going to be done just the same way, too.
Excellent. So what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for NeoStem? What do you guys have coming up?
Pretty busy. Yeah, we got two gigs coming up here, August 4th, Hobnob. What's that, August
10th? August 11th.
11th.
We're doing Excuse of Palooza, which is a benefit for Women's and Children's Center that Rob got us the hookup on.
Yeah.
And Rob here will be doing double duty that day.
Yes.
Rob is going back to back. He's doing first set with us, NeoStem, and then his other band, Those Gorgeous Bastards, are playing right after us. So Rob's got himself a marathon day for August 11th. And we got November, we're taking October off. And then November 10th, we have a show at Squirrel Hill Sports Bar, our home base. And then following up in December, we're going right back to Razorblade Recordings to do the follow-up EP.
Mr. No Upside.
Yep.
What's a live show like?
Just energy. Dude, we just...
Old school punk ethos is a lot of energy, a lot of sweat. At least on our behalf.
Yeah.
You guys are putting it out there. Cool. So why don't you go ahead and tell everybody out there in internet land where they can find you on the internet and check out what you have going on.
All right, check us out. If you want to check out the Lipid EP, you can stream that on iTunes. Buy it on iTunes as well. Stream us on Spotify. Give us a like. Give us a follow there. You can buy also the Lipid EP on Amazon. That's right. You can go on Amazon, use those Amazon points, get yourself some Lipid album. You want to check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/NeoStem.
Bandcamp,
Reverb Nation NeoStem. Bandcamp NeoStem.
Or any of the gigs we have coming up.
Yeah, check us out on any gigs. Come say what's up to us, man. Hang out. We got some merch. We got some shirts out. go get some more merchandise out in the next coming future, but definitely, you know, check us out, give us a follow, keep up to date on the NeoSTEM happenings.
Awesome, guys. Any parting thoughts, anything you want to leave the audience with before we wrap up today's podcast?
Thanks for having us.
You know what, man, thanks a bunch, Lou. This was awesome, and I'll tell you what, man, we definitely appreciate it, for sure.
What you do for local music, yes. It's greatly appreciated.
And to everyone listening, go out, support local music, because remember, Stan Lee, the Rock and Roll Honey Badger, would say, only you can prevent empty venues.
And listen to Rock Rage Radio.
Yeah, Rock Rage Radio is us. When we do our music podcast on Mondays, I have Lily V6 from Rock Rage. One of my DJs, so we have a good time with that. So awesome, guys. NeoSTEM, guys, hang out for a minute. I need to wrap up the podcast and do a little business with you at the end. So if you can hang out for just a minute, I'll be right back with you guys, okay?
Cool.
Awesome, guys. That is NeoSTEM we've been checking out here, and there's a bunch of links here. You can go to neostem.bandcamp.com, facebook.com/NeoSTEM, ReverbNation/NeoSTEM, and that is NEOSTEM for those of you that never went to kindergarten. So check out the band NeoSTEM and everything they got going on. Great. The new album, the latest album, that just came out, I believe, in January, Lipid, is really cool, really raw. If you like that raw rock and roll, grunge influence, punk ethos, as Ryan calls it, you're going to love it. You're going to love the whole record. It kicks ass, so check it out. And that is NeoSTEM. Guys, you've been listening to Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. If you'd like to get some behind-the-scenes stuff, you'd like to be able to join me live on Facebook and in different platforms I got going on, like some access to exclusive music and exclusive videos, go to loulombardimusic.com/InnerCircle. That is loulombardimusic.com/InnerCircle, and there's a lot of cool stuff there, and you can get signed up for that. Guys, it's been awesome hanging out. I love promoting great bands from all over the world that play real rock and roll. Everybody's boo-hooing, where's the really good music at? I'm telling you where it's at. It's on places like the Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus. It's on places like Rock Rage Radio. It's on places like Electric Monkey Radio. That's where you gotta go. These different YouTube channels and stuff out there, you can find it. Rock Ain't Dead, that's a bunch of BS that somebody's trying to push over on you. Bands like NeoSTEM are making sure that it is alive and kicking. It's been a great podcast, and I appreciate you guys hanging out. I appreciate the band NeoSTEM and all the lovely listeners out there. And I'll catch you guys on the next Lou Dini Rock and Roll Circus.